Thank you. Thank you for your interest. And I'm sure that you will have an excellent environmental performance review next year. Are there any further interventions from the floor? Well, if this is not the case, I will ask my colleagues here if you want to add Antoine, Martine, any comment, Julia, no. And the last thing we need to do, and since there are no requests from the floor, I imagine that there are no need for further clarification, is to approve the draft document, which was present in Martine's presentation, because the options that you find there were well described by Martine. So if I can conclude that the CEP approves the draft document and requests the Secretariat to process it in its final edited version for the next session of the committee. So what we will do now is to give a preliminary approval of this document. It seems to be the case. Thank you very much. And that's all. We were very quick with this agenda item.
Thank you. No.
Okay, so if you remember, yesterday we were not able to address the health and environment issues. So please give me just a few seconds to recover my notes. Although Serdan is here, and I'm sure that he will be able to inform everyone properly on what's going on. But let me just recover my notes. So, dear colleagues, I will open our agenda item 8D, which is on cross-sectoral activities, and specifically 8D is on an European environment and health process. Serdan is joining me here at the podium. So I would like to ask WHO Europe, Dr. Serdan Matic, Coordinator for Environment and Health, to inform our committee about recent and relevant developments regarding the preparation of the 6th Environment and Health Ministerial Conference, which will take place in Ostrava, Czech Republic, from the 13th to the 15th of June this year. You have 15 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.